All right, Carlos, welcome to St. Louis. I think a couple of us had to remember what day it was today. It is Monday. That's fine. Mets are going to play one game and then get back out to Colorado. How does the routine change in these days? It's almost like maybe a spring training feel where you're in and out. But for the guys, how do you approach today?
Yeah, no, look, the same. Obviously, you got on the plane yesterday, woke up in a different city today. You're going to play one game, and then you're going to wake up tomorrow in a different city. But at the end of the day, you come to the ballpark, you get ready, you prepare, you go through your day as you normally do. And then our job is to go out there and win some baseball games. And here we are today, getting ready for the St. Louis game.
Changed the lineup going into today. There were a lot of runners left on in the Angels series. I'm wondering, did you let that series play out, or did maybe in game one or game two you start to feel maybe we need to change something here?
No, game was over yesterday, and looking who we were facing today and trying to give the lineup a different look. You know, Palante is obviously a reverse guy. He's been better against lefties. I decided to go with Taylor in the two hole. He's been really good against righties, and just kind of extend and make our lineup a little bit deeper. Vientos down today. I see it more like a one-day thing today.
Okay, so you do feel maybe in the Colorado go right back to where you were with the lineup that's been basically through June and July?
Yeah, look, especially against lefties. We're scheduled to face a lefty tomorrow, so I could see a lineup where JD is back on the three hole and Pete is back on the four hole. But then, when we're facing some righties, I might be able to mix some things up there depending on who we have available that day. And had the conversations with some of the guys, and at the end of the day, they want to win.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because that's the big thing you talk about too, is just making sure you get ahead of it. So when did you tell Pete? Because, Pete moves in his spot, and like we talked about at the beginning, the routine is so big. So how did that conversation go?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday on our flight here to St. Louis, and right away, it's like, I'll do whatever you feel is best for our team. I'll be ready to go. I had another conversation today when he got to the ballpark. They're such a pro, and they care so much about this team, and they care about winning. Talking to Nemo again as well, because he's not on the two hole, he's back on the three hole. He doesn't care. Taylor, he's in the lineup, he's playing. Like, look, at the end of the day, like I said, they want to win, and if they feel like this is the best way for us to put us in a position where we feel we're going to get a W, they're going to go with it, and I appreciate that.
Sean Manaea today going to try to follow up what he did against the Twins, which was 7 scoreless with 11 strikeouts. Pretty good day. It's always tough to kind of follow that up. But what have you seen from him that maybe makes you believe that he could do something like that?
Yeah, the life on the fastball, especially in the two-seam, and then the four-seam at the top, and then to go with the sweeper. That's been a very effective pitch for him. It was a pretty good outing for him. The last one against the Twins, against a really good lineup. He's facing a really good lineup here with the Cardinals. It's the same. Live on the fastball, get ahead, and put hitters away. So,
looking at the Cardinals, they don't do as well against lefties as they do against righties. So does that mean, you have Manaea starting, you're going to maybe go with the lefties out of the bullpen first as opposed to the righties?
Not necessarily. With what we have available, I'll do the matchups and go with what we feel is going to be the best decision at the time. So let's see how far Manaea can go, and then after that, we'll piece it together.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.